dump, although none of us can remember when. And he said that you just say that because, I guess, like everybody else, you want to be a Dallas Cowboy at heart. And you said...
Well, first of all, I don't know when I call Dallas Cowboys Stadium a dump. Obviously, they got a pretty nice stadium. And me wanting to be a Cowboy. Well, I don't wear Wranglers. I don't wear cowboy hats or boots or those belts that, what do you call those? Yeah, the buckle belts. Don't wear none of that. And I don't need a star in my helmet to tell me that I'm, I'm pretty good at what I do.
I don't think you meant an actual cowboy. I think you meant a...
Oh, you mean as a football player? Oh,
Dallas Cowboy, the team you're playing.
Nah, I plan on retiring a Giant.
You retire?
One day. How this season is going, man,
ever,
yeah.
Did you ever call the stadium a dump? We were trying to find it yesterday.
I'll tell you what, y'all find it, and I'll live up to it, but I can't remember it.
You couldn't find it.
Although, I mean, if you want me to say it, I can say that the stadium before this stadium that they built, it was pretty... I didn't say that.
You said Jerry Jones was a grump. I'm sorry. What?
Oh, no. It is Christmas time. It's,
Did you talk about your game? Coach Coughlin singled you out the other day for the way your aggressiveness against the Packers. Did you feel like a different guy, or do you feel like a different player now?
I'm starting to get a little healthier. I think the biggest thing for me was, I had a great friend call me and just give me some words of wisdom, and it opened my eyes to, how you got to play this game, regardless of if you're feeling great or you're feeling like crap.
And so, that great friend was?
He will stay anonymous.
In the Giant family?
Uh-uh. He's never played football in his life.
Is he in the sports
You don't
field?
Know who he is.
No.
Just a great friend.
That
there you go. Exactly.
Justin, do you have a good handle on what you can expect from this defense?
Uh-uh.
You do or you don't?
I don't.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Is that troubling after all these
Nah, games? I know. I know I say that to be kind of confusing to you, but I know we'll be ready to play. I don't know in what. Some games we come out and rush the passer great. Some games we come out and play coverage great. Some games we come out and play, run defense great. I just know this team is, it just seems like we have our focus back. Not to say that we lost it, but it just seems like it's elevated. I think guys have made that conscious decision that we're going to go these next four games, starting with this one against Dallas, to, play our hardest. And just, wherever we end up after these four, man, we're going to go from there. But I think a lot of times you get so caught up in the defending yourself and making excuses for how you play, you forget that if you go out there and play the game the way you're supposed to play it and how everybody in this room is capable of playing it, it take care of itself. So I think that's what our focus has been these last week and a half.
This team, this franchise really is not used to having an offense, carry a defense.
Yeah,
so
I know. It's making me sick to my stomach.
You want to win games anybody can, but does it bother you that you got
yeah,
to on the
Yeah, it definitely does. Like you said, this franchise, you look up at all these names and hearing a lot of them are defensive guys. And, we've had some great defenses around here. My time here and, obviously previous. But, this year, for whatever reason, our offense has been the superior unit. And that's not to say that, we haven't had flashes on defense. We have, but I think our offense has been the more consistent unit.
Can you turn it around in the last month, you think?
I don't see no reason why we couldn't. But again, it's not going to start with me talking about it. We got to go out there and play the game. Obviously, build on what we did against Green Bay, and everybody's talking about how great we played against Green Bay. We still gave it 31 points. So we got to build on at least the enthusiasm and the passion that we showed to play the game.
Seems the guy is the most consistent. It's the guy who's next to you. What kind of year has he had?
He's having a great year. He's definitely early in the season benefited from, no one really knowing exactly who he was. They had heard of him, but they didn't know who he was. And now, he's just grew up. He's getting double teamed like me and Osi has all year, too. And he's still making plays. The guy is a freak of nature. And the thing I like about him is that every week he comes in here, he knows he doesn't know something. He asks a question, he gets in his book, and he sits down with Coach Nunn and ourselves. And, he goes over and makes sure that once come game time, he is – as schooled on what he has to do as a defensive end position as anybody in this team. So I think that's where the difference maker from him considering what he did last year has been.